views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, June 17th, 2014, number 84. Since being in the YNTS studio, three more hours until my 24th birthday. Currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you're listening to us on the replay throughout the weekend, thank you. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, 24/7 on iHeart. More info on the program and how you can listen, www.yoandrewnts.com. Tweet us at AndrewTreeGeo. Email me, spell it right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Dr. Joseph Skelly on my phone line next. D-Day, don't be left behind. Welcome to the second hour of the Orange News Talk Show. Thanks for staying with us a little bit longer. If you don't know, it was 70 years ago, an important event in American history took place, and we call it today D-Day. Now, I'm not a licensed historian. I do know that someone is, and he's joining my program as we speak to give us more insight on why this day is the most important in the United States in our history. And it might be one of the reasons we won World War II. He is a professor at the College of Mount St. Vincent, located in Riverdale, New York. Many areas of expertise include international terrorism, counterterrorism, the Middle East, military affairs, and Iron Northern Ireland. Joining me on my program again, we can now call him one of our oldest and one of our good friends, Dr. Joseph Skelly, and he's on my phone line. Dr. Joseph Skelly, welcome to the program.
Andrew, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be discussing history and military affairs with you once again.
And it's always a pleasure talking with you on the program, and there's no one else I would want to talk better to than you. I want to begin our conversation with D-Day. 70 years ago, the event happened. And I would love you to tell my audience, what is D-Day exactly?
Well, D-Day was a military term used to describe the actual day that they would launch an invasion. That would be the Allied forces onto the Normandy beaches. As we know, it happened on June 6, 1944. It was the largest amphibious invasion in history, and the largest military invasion since the Persians under Xerxes invaded Greece in the 5th century BC. So it was quite a historical event. The future and the fate of democracy and liberty hung in the balance for those hours as our men tried to grab and secure a foothold on the European continent, and God bless them, they were successful.
Now, D-Day happened during World War II, our last World War. Can you say that this event in World War II really changed the direction of where the war was going for the United States? I guess I'm trying to say, was this day one of the reasons we won? We won World War II, United States and its allies.
Absolutely. It certainly was one of the reasons why we were able to win the war. It was, to use a historical term, it was a turning point, one of the several turning points in World War II. And this helped to hasten the demise and the collapse of Nazi Germany. Now, another key turning point would have been the Battle of Stalingrad in Russia several years before, when the Russians were able to halt the advance of the Nazis into the Soviet Union. They were going into southern Russia trying to gain control of the oil fields. But the city of Stalingrad, they were stopped in late 1942, early 1943. That was a key turning point. A lot of fighting continued on the Eastern Front for years. But with D-Day, the Allies, Britain, the United States, and Canada, were able to open up a Western Front that would traverse the same battlefields that were contested during World War One.
So the United States and its allies went on to Normandy beaches to try to gain control, and that was one of the United States' goals during that time, was to gain much control and to win the war, right?
Exactly, yes.
And that's one of the reasons why we won World War II, and now we see Normandy as a different place today. We are speaking with Dr. Joseph Skelly, and if you don't know him, we know him best as a professor at the College of Mount St. Vincent, and he has expertise in so many different subjects: international terrorism, counterterrorism, the Middle East, military affairs, and Ireland, Northern Ireland. When we speak about D-Day, 70 years later today, how do we look at it today compared to 70 years ago? Do we still look at it as really one of the greatest battles of all time to gain what we see today in the United States as one of the most prosperous and most powerful countries in the world?
I think we do. We look at it truly with a sense of awe and amazement at what these men were able to accomplish on D-Day. They departed from ships in the English Channel and boarded landing crafts with thin skins of metal. Bullets, machine gun bullets could pierce them, and they then rode right into the teeth of German fire, right into the heart of the German war machine. They faced machine guns and shells and hand grenades. And they had to navigate this, this horrific beachhead and fight the Germans, who were had the advantage of height, and they had the advantage of cement bunkers and pillboxes, and they had the advantages of knowing the terrain. And so we look back at it truly now with a sense of awe that these young men were able to accomplish so much. As well as when we cast a more analytical eye on D-Day, we look at the importance militarily that it had in helping us to win the war. We had landed troops in Italy, Sicily, before that, but to get to Germany, that would have been a long, hard slog up the Italian peninsula and over the Alps. It would have been a reverse course from what Hannibal took when he attacked the Roman Empire. It would have been unimaginable. The Germans would have probably been able to repel that. So this was a crucial military step in defeating the Third Reich. And it's important. I'm glad that our country took the time out on June 6th to commemorate this great achievement in the defense of liberty and democracy.
Now, when we went on to the beaches of Normandy, was this planned ahead of time, or it was right there and then when we knew we had to go on these beaches and we had to claim control?
There was extensive planning for probably a year and a half. and it was called Operation Overlord, and there were thousands and thousands of soldiers and officers involved in the planning of D-Day and all the meticulous work that had to be done. That in itself, the planning is incredible. There's one, I think, remarkable story about the planning of D-Day, the planners took a page right out of Sun Tzu's book, The Art of War. They crossed into Normandy further to the north and east. The Allies had set up a dummy or deceptive training camp, and they put out signals traffic that this training camp was commanded by Patton, and it would be going from that part of England straight across to Calais, which was a much shorter trip. And the Germans thought, not only on D-Day, but for several weeks afterwards, that the main crossing would be at Calais. So we were able, through deception, we were able to tie up several divisions of German troops in the Calais region, while we were able to bow out of Normandy over in the 6 weeks after D-Day. So that was a stroke of genius in the planning stages.
If you're just joining us, we are speaking about D-Day 70 years later with our good friend Dr. Joseph Skelly, professor of the College of Mount St. Vincent, who areas in many different issues, international terrorism, counterterrorism, the Middle East, military affairs, and Northern Ireland. One last question I want to ask you. Dr. Skelly, you are an educator, and you come out every day and every semester, if you want to say it that way, and you teach young students, you teach young minds on a variety of issues. If someone raised their hand and asked you, how would you teach D-Day to your classes, how would you teach young students about D-Day, because I feel education is key, especially these important historical events.
Right. Yeah, I've actually done that. I teach a course on World War II, and I give them the historical background. I use a lot of maps and charts to show them the disposition of forces and on the Eastern Front with Russia, and the Southern Front with the American troops in Italy and North Africa as we try to encircle the Third Reich. And I go over the sort of background to the war and the major phases in the war at that stage. I discussed the planning. I discussed the purpose. The goal was to gain a foothold and then turn that into a springboard for an all-out assault on Germany, which took 9-10 more months. So I go into all that in great detail. Then, of course, I use some very vivid video clips. I use some historical footage taken by photographers and videographers on the beaches of Normandy. We know those famous scenes of the men hiding behind the obstructions in the water. And then, of course, I show that famous opening scene from Saving Private Ryan, where it all began. That's a very vivid and dramatic retelling of the invasion of Normandy, and I think accurate, and it captures the sheer danger that they were in and the incredible courage that they displayed, and the students, I think, respond greatly to that. And then from there, we were able to make it into Germany, and then that set the stage for the Cold War, where Russia made it to Berlin, and we divided up Germany. I talk about that and how we still have American troops in Germany to this day because of D-Day.
Sounds wonderful. Dr. Joseph Skelly, professor at the College of Mount St. Vincent in Riverdale, New York. If you have a young child who is looking to go to college and wants to learn a little bit of history and a little bit of knowledge, that's where you have to apply to. Dr. Joseph Skelly, thank you again for coming on the program. We here always appreciate your insight on a variety of issues, especially D-Day 70 years ago.
You're welcome, Andrew, and I look forward to talking to you again about more contemporary military and political.
Definitely
affairs.
Will. Always. Always a pleasure.
Great.
Have a good one, okay?
Take care.
Such a nice guy, and there's no reason why he shouldn't come back on the program in the future to speak about a variety of issues and even historical events, including D-Day. When I come back on the program, we are going to stick around in this subject. We're going to go to Iraq, and that has been a lot of tension lately. This might be the most tension since we left Iraq 3 years ago. President Obama, he announced 275 U.S. troops will be sent to Iraq to protect America's embassy. And then the big question on what we should do next. Thank you, Dr. Joseph Scully, for being on the program. Don't be left behind. Be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
We're open to talking to Iran about the situation in Iraq, just as we're talking to all of Iraq's neighboring states. We put out a readout yesterday of a range of calls the secretary made yesterday to a number of countries in the region.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Oh, you know I love speaking about foreign policy. I don't know why. I'm not an expert in foreign policy. I guess I have a large opinion when it comes to foreign policy. And since I've been doing this program about a year and a half now, it hit 2 years. My favorite has been when speaking about foreign policy. If it's Egypt, if it's this past September with Syria, and now we're going into the conversation of Iraq. So what's exactly going on in Iraq? Well, we see extremists. We see Al-Qaeda. We see many groups trying to go into Iraq and, of course, create to be a secular state, a state being run by religion. And in this situation, religion is not something that we might not all agree on. Well, especially their type of collision, a very radical view on society and on things. When you hear Iraq, you get angry or you just get angrier. What do I mean by that? When you hear Iraq, you get angry. Why did we go in there? We lost a lot of money. We can't afford to stay in there. Millions died. A family member of yours might have been affected by it, and if that's the case, my apologies. And I'm sorry to hear that. You get angrier when you hear Iraq. Angrier means, well, you're already angry, so what are you angry about now? Well, I'm angry that we're speaking about Iraq and the possibility of bringing in troops into combat again. Well, that's a big problem. So what do you say? What do you do? Back 3 years ago, if you remember, we left Iraq. We left. If you remember, every news outlet, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, they all had main headlines of the United States leaving Iraq, President Obama leaving Iraq. What do you remember, though? You remember everyone saying, is this a good idea? Questioning the actions of the president. Not many of us could say President Obama did it for political reasons. Probably. Others say that President Obama left Iraq because it was the right thing to do. Okay, and we'll get back to that. 3 years later, now look. What makes you think this was not going to happen? History repeats itself. Vietnam. We didn't win Vietnam. We left Vietnam, and look what happened. Look what you see now. The communists took over, killed thousands of Vietnamese, and now we see made in Vietnam everywhere that we're buying. Have you seen the trend? Well, how did we figure this out then? What do we do? It's hard. I don't believe we should go back into Iraq for two reasons. Our military is stretched out. We have no money. That's pretty simple. Do I agree on the reason why we left Iraq? Of course not. President Obama left Iraq for political reasons. He might have left Iraq because it was the right thing to do. We don't know, and we will never know. It's really hard. Because many believe we should go back in there. But unless we go back in there for the reason is to war against terror. And I've said it again and again and again. If we're going in there to create brand new schools and computers, why don't we just do it here? I see a lot of schools that need new textbooks. And an education system being broken. I don't understand. And I'll never know. Why should we go into Iraq anyway? If we go into Iraq, we should go into Syria. And I said in September we shouldn't go into Syria. We had no reason to go in there unless they harm us. I said that. Unless Iraq decides to attack the United States or one of our allies, we have the right to go in there. For the reason is we are at war against terror. And it's not a war. And I've said this again and again, but I'll keep repeating it. Because I don't think one person out there is listening. And I want to focus on that one person. Have you seen? We are at war against terror. A real war. A signed war by Congress. And by the President of the United States back in 2001. You can go online. You can read the bill. It's there. We are at war against terror. Iraq, though, has not harmed us. The United States knows if Iraq goes back to what it was, then they might harm us. Not very true. That's why we were at war against terror. We are at this war with the other party, a party that we don't agree with that might harm us. So we go back and forth. What do we do? Because you can't go back in there. We have no money. and our military is stretched out. It's already been through enough. You can't go back in there. You can't. Apparently, President Obama is assigned to reach out to its allies, including Iran. Iran did say, the leader of Iran said that if it decides to use any military action in Iraq, Iran will speak about helping the United States. When did Iran become our friend? Let's go back to Syria again. I want to go back to Syria. Iran is allies with who? Syria. We don't agree with Syria. We know that there is some nuclear weapon being created in Iran somewhere. Their nuclear program that they're not stopping. But let's help them out. Let's be on the same page. This is not a TV show. This is not when your friend is being harmed and you're all alone and here comes the villain at the end of the movie. I'll help you because he's a stronger man. And you lift it up both together and now you're friends. This is not a movie. This is real life. And this is right now between our national security. And any decision that we make could harm us, could harm our allies, and could harm our ethics. It could harm what we truly believe in. It's that simple. Iraq is becoming the center of attention lately. Oh, it is. Apparently, we're trying to find ways to go into Iraq. Why? Because the United States knows there was wrong. They know. This country knows. Yeah. We were wrong. In the United States, when they left Iraq 3 years ago, if we felt we did it for the right reason, or sorry, for the smart reason, right? It was the smart thing to do. We wouldn't be running back in Iraq. We're going back in Iraq because we're trying to cover up what Bush did and what Obama continued to do. Well, you know what? We're not even covering Bush no more. You know, Bush did his damage. Bush did, damage is done. They're trying to cover what Obama did, and that's walk out for political reasons, possibly. There really is nothing that says he did, unless he comes out and says it. It'll never happen. We left Iraq because the American people were fed up. The polls said it. The vote said it. Leave Iraq, get reelected again. Simple enough, possibly. I don't know. That's just the information I'm looking at. And if Iraq starts going into flames, President Obama's going to be blamed for it, not Bush. Yeah, Bush did his damage already. Bush left the reason why we went in there in the first place. He didn't inform the American people that we were at three different wars, not just two. And if you call Iraq and Afghanistan a war, I call more of a imperializing state in our history. We were trying to conquer oil and create new land for businesses to create cheaper labor and kill off more jobs. I don't see any war. Yeah, we got attacked. We did. But by the end of the day, what were we really doing? Fighting for someone else's freedom, not even our own. I digress. 855-712-9687 is a number if you want to join in. It's a big problem. Because there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. Because anything we do is going to be the wrong thing. Oh, believe me, I respect every soldier who went into Iraq and who was in Afghanistan and fought for what's best for our country and tried to defend the freedoms and the Constitution we have right in front of us. I couldn't thank him anymore because I, for one, would not be able to hold a gun and shoot another human being. How evil they truly are. I would not be able to. Someone else can. And I am supportive of our troops every step of the way. Do I agree the reason they're in there? No. And these soldiers might not agree with it either, but they're doing it anyway. Because they know somewhere deep inside, you know what? We are the United States of America. And even though we shouldn't be in Iraq, and while many many of the higher authority in the administration and the 1% and whatever you want to call them is in here for a different reason. We know why we're in here. And that's to defend our rights and our country. And because we're at war against terror. And I couldn't agree with them anymore. So don't think because I disagree with Iraq that I'm disagreeing against the troops. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie and an insult. Yeah, I disagree with Iraq. I do. It's a lot of money that we don't have. We were in there for the right reason? No, we weren't in there for the smart reason. But don't say to me that I don't agree with my troops. Oh, believe me, I do. I have friends who are overseas right now. I have friends who died for this country. And I'm going to say I don't support them. I do. I support that my troops are able to go to other countries and be able to help others, help our allies, and create a better democracy all around the world. I agree with that. Don't tell me that I don't agree or support my troops because I don't support a war. When does soldiers support wars? They don't. No soldier wants to go into battle. They want to go. They want to serve their time, protect their country. And then they want to go into a career. And they want to prosper in that career and give back to the United States through taxes, through knowledge. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. So don't tell me. That's a lie. It's a big lie. And an assumption. Some people don't agree with our troops. They don't. Some people don't believe we should have an army. Or a very small one. And that's your opinion. And I fight behind your opinion because you have the right to have one. But just remember, if it wasn't for those troops, you wouldn't have an opinion. 70 years ago, men went onto that beach and they fought to claim a land and to give back to those who were able, to those who once said it was their land. And we want the same for us. Iraq's a tough situation. It's tough. What to do? Can't do anything. You can't hurt these troops no more. We can't spend money because we got none. It's just not smart. Yeah, it's the right thing to do. But helping someone, giving someone a hand. Yeah. But it's not the smart thing to do. Why is it not smart? Because it's going to hurt you in the long run. You're going to be pushed around, laughed at. They can't stand by us. Then we can't stand by them. We saw the situation in Syria in September. Excuses trying to get us into a war. Pressure by world leaders. Seeing who our friends truly were. Again, explaining the right thing to do is different from the smart thing to do. We need to realize this already. It's a war we can't win. Many people come out and say, well, Andrew, we shouldn't have left Iraq unless we won Iraq. Can't win. Because there was nothing to win in the first place. Winning is us going against someone and then creating a peace treaty or being able to be the more dominant party out of the two. We were fighting against people, but by the end of the day, that wasn't our goal. Our goal was to create a democracy in a country, doing the same thing we did with the Cold War, not realizing history repeats itself, realizing that communism is still around today, and terrorism, the sixth pillar in radical Islam, it's good to always exist. You can't change people's mind. The only thing we can do is try to live in a world where your land is your land and my land is my land. This situation in Iraq, I hope, doesn't go in a way that's going to hurt us because we can't afford to. Please, Mr. President, make the right decisions. Say the right words. Don't listen to your PR team. Because you're going to end up making 5 different statements about Iraq, confusing everyone. Please, make the right decision. Do what's best for the United States, not what's best for business. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Remember the top of the first hour, we broke news about the explosion in the World Cup viewing venue in Nigeria. And as of right now, we don't have many new details on it. It looks like we're still at what we said in the beginning of the show. A suicide bomber detonated a tricycle taxi packed with explosives at an outdoor World Cup viewing center in Northeast Nigerian center. Wednesday night, witnesses said several people were killed, and there might be more. And we hope that you'll be able to inform yourself and always remember to be careful. Details change. Everyone tries to put their hands on it, try to get the first news story out there, and they end up embarrassing themselves, or like what Delta did, screw up. I can't get over that. I mean, I make mistakes. I do. But not 3-4 straight times. It can't be just one person controlling a whole Twitter. It's got to be a good 6-7 people. Can't imagine anyone agreeing on it. What do I know? Sound clip of wisdom. Sound clip we play to end off the program. It's a clip that gives out a message. You'll be able to take that message with you. You could talk about it with friends, family, stepdaughter, stepson, grandchildren. And then it's also a off-air conversation. You can form yourself having a conversation. And you can even tweet me about it. Email me, please. Love you to talk about it. The sound of wisdom comes from the 2011 film Transformers 3. Yes, every Transformers had an ending. I liked this one. I liked this ending out of all of them. It's a very short sound clip of wisdom this week. It really gets into the conversation on on war. And it kind of gets in the conversation of what we were just speaking about with Iraq. So we're kind of going to mix that conversation in again. It's only about 20 seconds. And Optimus Prime says his final words, the end of the trilogy with Shia LaBeouf. Now Mark Wahlberg is going to be in the new Transformers movie this upcoming summer. Sound clip of wisdom, Optimus Prime. Here it is.
In any war, there are calms between storms.
You fought bravely.
There will be days when we lose faith. Days when our allies turn against us. But the day will never come that we forsake this planet and its people.
Now, Optimus Prime came out and said these very few words. And if you don't know, very few words could really, really bring a lot out of people. Now, Optimus Prime, he's talking in a perspective where, you know, he's an Autobot. He comes from another planet, and he comes and tries to help the human life. Even though many of his now allies he's describing are humans who don't agree with him and other Autobots who were once good, now bad, try to go against him. He comes out and says, you know, they might hate us and they might betray us, but we will never forsake. And forsake means abandon human life. We will never abandon what truly is the smart thing to do. And that's, you know, help the human race, because they never did anything to harm anybody. Now, how can you take the message from Transformers and put it into context of Iraq? When you leave Iraq, you're technically forsaking the Iraqi people. Allies are going to go against you. Russia, China, Iran could be many examples. What makes us feel when we leave Iraq we're forsaken? You may look at it that way. You might also look at it in a sense where the United States, we're going to make bad decisions. And I like this. I like this example, how it relates to the clip. United States of America, we're going to make bad choices. And we're going to see people that once was like me, who wanted to create a career and give back to the economy, they're going to look other ways. They're going to disagree when they see the truth. And they might join a force to go against that truth instead of trying to stay and fix it from harming everyone else or changing it, real change. You're going to see situations like this. If it's Bergdahl, the sergeant who was traded for the Taliban Dream Team, or allies that we thought once was our friend, who's our true friends. You're going to see situations like this, especially in this country. You're going to see politicians that you thought was once on the same page as you is not. But you should never forsake. You should never abandon. You should never forget the United States of America and what this country truly does. And that creates a government that once listened to the people. A country where you can go into a supermarket and have a choice, not have a limited amount. We need to not forsake. People are going to go against you. If it's countries that are our friends, or even those within our country, they're going to join. But that doesn't mean you should forget the United States of America. It doesn't mean you should just sit down and give up. One voice speaks for all. Few men could conquer many. We need to keep telling ourselves that again and again and again and again and again. If we forget, we forsake, of what we have here in the United States, we'll lose everything. Look what we created so far. Believe me, I might not agree with many things my country's doing, but I'm not abandoning my country. I'm not moving away. I'm not joining the other side and going against. I want to help it. And that's what the movie Transformers did. Yeah, human race might pollute the Earth. And many of our Autobots might go against the humans for what they did. But that doesn't mean that we should forget why the Earth was created. And forget those very few who understand the situation and wants to change it. Transformers. They didn't just transform from cars into robots. They transform the status quo that we see today. And we need to see more of that in this country on many issues. I know it sounds like I say the same thing every week, but I do it because it's important. And I do it because it's the smart thing to do. That's what we need to do. Transform the way we see things. Not abandon, not forsake, not join the other side. It works. It's right, it's fair. And if we don't do that, we're going to be in for a rural awakening. And I hope we don't get to that point. Sound clip of wisdom. If you want to listen to it again, I mean, it's such a short clip. We'll play it one more time. And then we want you just to listen to it, and we want you to talk to someone about it. Think about what Optimus Prime, the main character, the main robot, says.
In any war, there are calms between storms.
You fought bravely.
There will be days when we lose faith. Days when our allies turn against us. But the day will never come that we forsake this planet and its people.
Of course, he's talking from one perspective, but I spoke about it in another perspective. I spoke about, instead of Earth, our country. I took what Optimus Prime said, I put it into another context, and I think it makes a lot of sense. And I want you to do the same. Take something and relate it to the clip we just played, Sound Clip of Wisdom. So in a few more moments, I go off the air and I go, celebrate my birthday. Oh boy, 24 years. 24 years. And it's funny, I started radio when I was 18. And I've been doing radio for now, what was it, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, about 7 years. Now, if you look at it this way, I've been doing radio for 6 years. Because I usually ended my radio program in May and then I had a summer off. Now I just continuously keep doing it. So I've been doing it for a while. Doing it for a long time. And I have to say, I've come a long way. I was born. And I was a cute kid. I had a mushroom haircut. I loved going to amusement parks. I cried. I ate everything in sight. Until this day, I still have my own little corner spot in the kitchen. If I didn't like something, well, yeah, I threw it back at you. I didn't like it. Now, today, I do it in a different way. I do it through my voice, not really through physical. Not through any physical action. No. Grew up, junior elementary school, junior high school, college. Now I work two jobs. 24. It's funny. You think you're so old because of the situation we see in this country where young, smart, intelligent young men and women can't find the job they love right away. And they feel that they're getting old. They feel like time's running out, right? When you're old, you feel like time's running out. You want to do everything. When it's your birthday, it feels different. I'm 24. That's a young age. That's a good age. 26? Oh, God. I need health care. That's old. Turn 30? Oh, boy. Where's the kid? Where's the wife? So believe me, 24 is one heck of an age. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. I love you. Thank you. I want to thank all of my affiliates for airing our program every single Tuesday and those who are airing it throughout the weekend. I want to thank both our sponsors for allowing us to get on all these different stations and letting us air our show a little bit longer. Dr. Joseph Skelly for coming on the program once again, speaking about D-Day, than him. Have a better conversation with anyone else than him. And I want to thank you, the audience, those who are listening on replay throughout the weekend and on iHeartRadio, thank you. And I want to thank those who give me the power to keep going on every single day. And guess what? We're going to be going a little bit longer. It's that simple. We're not going anywhere. And there's no reason why we should. There really isn't. 24. You know what? Maybe I'm getting a little old. I can't walk no more. Just kidding. Don't be left behind. Thanks, guys.
Yo, Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellnessone.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 7509.
Holistique Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistique Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.